Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mehmet Aksoy from QNB Financial Services. I would like to welcome everyone to Qatar Cinema and Film Distribution Company's first quarter 2021 financial results conference call. On this call from QCFS, we have Mr. Abdulrahman Najdi, who is the general manager, Mr. Gamal Eldin Albana, who is the finance manager, and Ms. Wala El Said, who is the IR officer. We will conduct this conference call first with brief comments on the presentation, followed by the Q&A. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Gamal to get us started. Gamal, please go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We are pleased and honored, and on behalf of Qatar Cinema Company Management, to welcome you and we give you a brief presentation of the financial statement for the business for 1st January to 31st March 2021. The company relies on the revenue generation process on several sources to ensure continuity and sustainability in its operations. There is the main activity specialized in operating and managing cinemas. Cinema operating revenue achieves 7% of the total revenue. Secondly, the real estate activity, the company owns a combination of distribution real estate assets, which could be used for credible companies and institutions. This revenue represents 72% of the total of revenues. Thirdly, the investment in stock markets will give us other revenue resulting from the other profit distribution and discovery of immediately litigation. The division revenue amounted 19% of the total revenue. Last, the remaining 2% of the other income. Concerning the company's final statements for the 3 months it did end March 31, 2021, the net profit decreased by almost 29% compared to the same business in the year 2020. Achieved at a real 1,045,186, in comparison to the net profit at a real 1,467,260 for the same business of the previous year. The earnings per share amounted to 2.017 as of 31st March 2021. Again, the earnings per share, the other year, 2023 for the same period in the year 2020. The net profit decreased because of the following factors. One, cinema ticket revenues have decreased by 73% approximately due to reducing the capacity of cinema operating to 20%. And don't allow the age less than 16 years, that is because of the disease of corona immunity. The length of income revenue represented the biggest part of the income, which decreased by 15% approximately in comparison with the same period in the year 2020. The main factor of this result is the reduce of upper airway risk contract by 20%. The rental income contribution helping the company to be in a good financial position. Number three, the new financial standard number 16 and other new challenges that face the Qatar cinema which does not start operation. The total investment amounted to approximately 113 million riyal, distributed to 29% for the variable for sale equity investment and 21% for the real estate investment. The company has limited reliance on loan to finance its assets. The loan volume set in March 2021 amounted to 7 million riyal. The liquidity volume of the company decreased 6,553,074 after real, approximately 28% compared to the end of December 2020. As the cash in hand at the end of December 2020 amounted to 23,447,147. This is due to the payment of 10% cash dividend for the year 2020 based on the approval of the ordinary general assembly meeting. In addition to the long-term investment represented in Qatar cinema projects, which will generate more future revenue, will help increase the company revenues. Decrease in assets in comparison with the year 2020, 159 million the reality of limiting the value of the company's assets in 31st March 2021, which means 4.5% decrease in the asset value in comparison in the same period in December 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the ordinary general assembly which held on 31st March 2021 approved the following. Number one, approved the amendment in article number four of the company's article of association by extending the term of company for another 50 years starting from the date 15th February 2020. Number two, approved the amendment in article number 27 of the company's article of association by increasing the number of current board of directors so that the number of board member becomes nine members instead of seven members. Number three, approved the amendment in the paragraph number three of article number 28 of the article of association of the company so the minimum ownership of the company chair and acquisition of the board of director membership is 250,000 shares instead of 25,000 shares. Thank you, and you are ready for question.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a telephone question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. As a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a telephone question. We will now take our first question from Sid Nimeri. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the conference call. I would like to ask about the business of the company. It seems that you are going towards real estate rather than the cinema. Can you elaborate on this? And what you are going to do for the future of the main business of cinema. Thank you.
Hello? Excuse me.
Shall I repeat the question?
Yeah, no, I'm believing that the noise is not critical, it's a little loudly.
My question is that it seems from the financial, you are heavy on the real estate investment rather than the main business of cinema.
Yeah.
And what is the future of your main business of cinema with all the impact of COVID-19 on the main business? How is it going to be for the future?
Okay. Yeah, we have the land now. Few months on, we opened new cinema in Qatar, VIP cinema with high standards, and also we have now received from the municipality the approval for maintenance of our old building Gulf Cinema in Najma, and plus we also have to make some maintenance in our cinema in the mall. We have some ideas because of Corona now for Qatar, you cannot open now because we wait till the cinema, all the cinema now closed. But you have idea. The first aim already Qatar project finished and this is the IB cinema. Next step will be reopening the Gulf cinema building and this is all building and you have more capacity than the other cinema. After that, you have to see the other mall because that is the rent relation, contract relation. But the first aim it is Qatar second Gulf cinema. After that, we feel that we have our plan to improve our main activity. Mr. Abdulrahman Nagy is General Manager. He give you more explanation.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you? Fine. We already renovated Royal Palladium Cinema, and yani, we have a plan to all yani, to renovate more cinemas also. And believe yani, in the coming months, we may open Qatar cinemas if they are out because of the corona pandemic. And we wish to open our huge cinemas, Mola, Galpan, and Doha cinemas very soon. Yani. I believe the future of Qatar cinema relies on basically on the Gulf cinemas. Yani, we hope to renovate it. We have some obstacles from the municipality and the rail. Now we almost solved these problems. We hope to yani, proceed renovating in the few coming months. Yani.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder to ask a telephone question, please signal by pressing star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. There appears to be no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to the host for any additional or closing remarks.
Hi, this is Mehmet Aksoy again. If there are no further questions, then we can wind up the call for today. I would like to thank everyone for participating in the call. Please do reach out to team at QNBFS or Qatar Cinema if you have any further questions. Thank you.